Okay, welcome to Politically Crowded. My name is Tony Haslidge. I am your host for today, and let me introduce the panel. First off, to my left is Erin Raleigh, President of Pride.
Hi.
Okay. She didn't read the little light that signed in says, please speak. Okay,
Sorry, I was...
Because we don't have a light in here,
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the Star and Time magazine. I'll set it aside. I was distracted.
On my right is Jeremy Hudgens, the Duck DJ, former business guy.
How you doing?
And in front of me is Nate Oberall, the Senate UP representative.
Howdy.
Okay. And before we continue, I'm going to basically tell you that the opinions said here are the opinions of the panel and not that of the station nor the station's owners. And so we'll start with...
Or the colleges.
Well, the station's owners.
Oh, okay. Well...
Dude, plus, this gets rebroadcast in the air at some point, so you kind of want to protect all bases here.
Oh.
Okay. Although, I am the station owner on that one. Okay, so... That's first
he
off...
He pleads the fifth.
Okay, we'll start with the first topic. Basically, scientists... I forget the country already. Come out today and basically say... I think Italian scientists. Come out and say, after 7 years of research, they've decided that aspartame... Because I keep pronouncing it aspartame.
I thought it was aspartame.
Yeah, it's aspartame, actually. And they're saying that it can cause cancer. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the only test they've done is on rats. And they said the human equivalent is if you drink 100 liters of Diet Pepsi a day for 5 years.
And yet here you are drinking a Diet Pepsi, Tony.
So what? I don't drink 100 liters a day.
That's true.
But they're saying if you have NutraSweet or the cereals, there's like 6,000 items in this country made with aspartame. Mm. So
we're going to die any which way we will.
Apparently, everything we intake has... the
we're going to die of cancer.
Yeah, so...
That's not good.
And cancer is the leading cause of death.
It is. Actually, I have a grandfather dying from cancer right now.
Yeah, my grandmother.
That's
and
not good.
Although I would have killed her eventually.
The moral of the story is don't drink Diet Pepsi and...
No, because one of our sponsors...
Drink the real stuff.
Yes, drink the real stuff.
No, I can't.
Stop worrying about your weight and drink the real stuff.
I'll never forget the Diet Pepsi commercial from 91 with Ray Charles. You get the right one, baby.
Apparently you got the right disease too.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I wonder if Ray Charles died from Diet Pepsi.
God, I think he died of
He will probably, you know what?
But
I hope wherever he is that he finally is able to see. And when you go up there with him, he punch you out.
This spiritual moment.
Ray Charles, be
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Anyway,
I'll probably hit a smack in the face with the keyboard.
For making fun of him, yes.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of Ray Charles.
Okay, or
if Jodie Foster tried to blow you up.
I drink about 64 ounces of Diet Pepsi a day on average. Because
how many ounces of that do you need to get cancer?
You need 100 ounces a day. Mm. And you need to do it over an extended period of time. So my thing is, man, these rats must have been totally bloated. I mean, 100 ounces in a rat.
Mm-hmm.
How the...
Well,
oh my!
Sure they multiply whatever they're giving the rat to human standards.
Oh, that makes sense. Because I mean, I imagine they had a whole bunch of dead rats, not knowing why they attributed to cancer for some reason.
You think they recycle the same rat over and over again?
Oh, oh. Yeah. How bad that rat!
That was the origin of Ratbert, by the way, in Dilbert.
Oh man, that.
How about a rat burger?
Oh God! Well, it's the can't seem to shake my head.
Give the American Cancer Society some money so they can help you fight this cancer that you're giving yourself, Tony.
No, see, I'm thinking if they really want to do research, I'm more than willing to be a guinea pig and just drink all the Diet Pepsi I want for free.
Hey.
I mean, if I'm not going to die from lung cancer, those are die for something.
Give Tony a call. Go live in Italy, Tony.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next thing. I was reading a book yesterday, and
you read a book?
Not normally. I prefer not to.
I am so proud of you, Tony. I need more people reading books.
Anyways, besides the fact that our school students are retarded, it was a Time Life article, they're retards. Anyway, so basically reading Sylvia Brand, and basically, her sixth book, basically is Prophecies. And she basically divides everything up into genres, categories, and I read the two that are essential to me because I could care less about beauty and makeup and religion. So basically the ones I read were about politics, in government and technology. And I noticed one thing, all of her predictions, and this is just my guess, I think it's the year she dies is when all these things are supposed to come true. That's when she's dead, nobody can blame her because she's dead. You know, so she's basically saying that in the year 2015, she's going to be gone. So when these things happen, even though they can probably not happen, before she dies, she basically is all free of blame because she'll be dead. So she believes in 2015, Sylvia Brown, that the countries of the world will become one nation. The aliens will reveal themselves. The Senate will take over as the position of president will be gone, and Senate will take over as a collective leadership, such as in Roman times. Well, see, she actually had rules against corruption, ways that prevent corruption from getting into office, such as, well, first off, the 35-year-old thing, which is already true. But the thing about if you worked for a company that received at any time during your employment grants from the government, you cannot be run for office. You cannot campaign contributions from any organization that gets some type of funding from government.
And well, that would take me out.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't hurt me yet.
Take a lot of people out.
Yeah, so a whole lot of things. If you're so bipartisan.
That would take our current president out, wouldn't it?
Actually, she said it'd take out the president and about 70% of the Senate.
Oh boy, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I just think so.
So, and what was the other part of it? They would get rid of parties, such as Democrats, Republicans, independent parties, and actually be just separated like the Commons in England, where you have conservatives and liberals. So basically, there would be no middle group. There would be conservatives or liberals, and then they would be basically like Parliament, where one side of the aisle is the one group, and the other side of the aisle is the other group. And they exactly debate,
but
like the Parliament.
Exactly in the middle, do you sit in the aisle?
Well, you're in the way of the fire lane, so if there's a fire, you
better run.
Yeah, you get out of the way, you're trampled to death. I don't know. But it was basically, she said we're going to go back to the ways of Roman times, which I thought was interesting. She also said that in 2015, now she actually, I should start it off this way. She says that aliens live amongst us now. And that
yeah, because Men in Black is true.
Oh yeah, obviously, and the reason why the government released it was to make us think it wasn't true, because it's a play reverse psychology. And truly,
no,
there
no
are
under, no wonder Reese's Pieces is popular.
Hey, I love
That's
Reese's
great.
Pieces.
Me too.
I'd love them more if I could have them. Okay. Anyways, says that in 2015 they'll reveal themselves. So I go and think, you know what? This sounds all familiar. But then I realized Gene Roddenberry, and I think we had a discussion about him in a previous show, basically made all these predictions, but his date comes up around 2063.
So she basically stole Gene Roddenberry's ideas. And
she actually admits in her book that she thinks she may have gotten some of the ideas from other TV shows. And basically,
Wait. Now that you just said that,
her predictions are based off of TV shows.
Doesn't that question her credibility
yet? She freely admits it. So, and not everything, actually almost nothing in what she said is original or you haven't heard of from some other source. As I said, Gene Roddenberry said in 2063 will be actual, the first aliens will expose themselves to us. However, Sylvia Brown was a little bit more extreme and says once these aliens expose themselves, the governments of the world, or at least the one government of the world, will decide to isolate these aliens for testing. You know, nothing as in cutting them open and gutting them or anything. But these aliens would actually volunteer for this to prove that they're not coming to us to destroy us. They're actually a higher form of human.
So they're not bringing that book to serve man with them, right?
No, because if you wipe out the dust, it says how to serve man.
Exactly.
But then if you wipe out the, episode
how
of Simpsons.
How to serve a man.
Yeah.
They kept like dust and dust.
How to serve Tony
and
a play.
So what else was there? The internet would be no longer in existence. Everybody would be subscribing from basically every house would have a central computer. Okay. You ever watch, and this is where I think she got it, Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
Back in 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Ironic she picked that same date, huh?
Yeah.
Because everything she said is in Back to the Future 2.
Did you say anything about, what was it, the Miami,
The Cubbies winning the series.
The Cubs win the series.
Did the Cubs win the series?
I didn't read the, that would be funny. Gators are a college team, aren't they?
Like the Miami Gators or
something. Yeah, that's a college team, isn't it?
Yeah, Miami.
And,
I think it was the Miami Hurricanes.
No, it was the Gator.
I think it was the
Gator. Because the Hurricanes was football and coach.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's
see? Right. I actually know something more than... Hey, okay. I don't
understand.
Dauber. You are Dauber.
Okay, so, basically, she's just basically restating everything's in the Back to the Future, which means Steven Spielberg or whoever the hell wrote the script is a freaking fortune teller, because if somebody Brown is getting it 10 years
too late...
You
know what? I would love for one thing in Back to the Future. Hoverboards.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the coolest thing
She's saying by 2015, all houses will have centralized computers that will be basically biometrics, and cars will fly.
You know, you know what? I believe as car manufacturers and as the United States or as a world, we'll find a way to actually make a car hover.
Actually,
did she say anything about global warming being taken care of, or are we just going to kill ourselves?
She didn't mention anything like that. But she said that all houses being built about the time of 2040, when hover cars are affordable, will have three stories. Two stories from normal housing, and then the third story will be a bay that opens up to allow your hover car to go out. But by the way, there are hover cars. There's about six of them in the world. And prototypes. Actually, one guy's starting to sell his next year or so.
That actually probably would be pretty cool. Now, you ever see the movie Time Cop?
With
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Now, if they integrate that with the idea that they had, where all you had to do was program the car to where to go, there would be no more accidents. Unless the car malfunctioned.
Or a bunch of robots attacked you, like an iRobot, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to switch to manual. Which makes me wonder...
But think about the thing you could do in your car while it's driving itself.
Well, obviously...
put on makeup.
Read a book.
Wild sex.
I'm sure Tony can think of something to do with his flannel.
I'll be in the back seat with my wife while you're driving, car.
Does have something to do with, like, the Clorox handy wipes?
Oh my! So you're gonna go in the back of your car wearing your flannel and your socks and
We're talking 2015, 2040 here. You know, I will be an old man who could care less about how I look. I'll be naked.
You'll have gotten over whatever weight you are and had your midlife crisis and moved on to young, succulent thing.
Well, unlike most,
catching your social security check, provided that it still exists in those.
Well, social security won't exist, by the way. She says there will be no more stocks, no more bonds, no more financial things like that. The society will actually evolve to the point where bartering becomes a main source of exchange.
I kind of don't believe that. I mean, I know about the Social Security thing. Yeah, that's probably going to be true.
I'm not sure about the bartering thing.
I don't know about the bartering.
I'm not sure about that one.
Does it say anything about the Steelers winning a Super Bowl again? Because I just saw Professor Amos walk by with his Steelers jacket on.
I don't remember seeing anything in the book about sports whatsoever.
That's so sad.
It should be interesting because the way it dominates so much, popular culture.
Did she say anything about gay rights?
Yeah, that people still be gay.
Do we finally get our rights? I want to know when I get my rights. I want to know when I can get married. Okay, because right now it's illegal, and I
go to England.
Like to get married one day. And apparently, I actually just read something. They're trying to reintroduce that bill in Ohio that doesn't allow gays to adopt. I have foster children. I might have foster kids one day. So she needs to make a prediction about when I'm allowed to have foster
kids. Well, you just lie about your sexual orientation and get a kid.
But see, I've come out on the show how many times? Be like, look, she said she was gay.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to say, well, I was in college. I was experimenting. Sure, I like vag, but I decided to go back to the wang.
Wow! That was awesome!
Good morning, Tokyo, listening out there in internet radio land.
Yeah, any complaints you can have sent to this information. Go ahead, Jeremy.
www.lccradio.com. You can call us 440-366-4801.
By the way, all the complaints mean less chance of season 3. Although I probably really don't have plans.
Don't complain. Send in your comments and say that you love hearing about
our sexual, because, you know, of course,
sexual orientation.
Okay.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Get on to the next topic.
Okay.
Sorry, I totally went off topic with that one.
Danish art equals angry Muslims. And then, you know, French, of course, screw up and everybody.
Danish, I'm hungry.
You know what scared me is my dad was actually over there while all that was happening on a business trip, and I was all worried about him.
I'd be like, yay, some burnt art. So basically, there's 1 billion Muslims in the world, and about 300,000 of them are pissed off that the that a Danish artist was writing. Well, actually, you know, I probably should start off this way. He's actually made multiple comics, basically more or less commentary on the Muslim culture. And not until a French newspaper reprinted the article did any problems arise. So we hear that, like, again, 300,000 Muslims, maybe even more or less, in like, city centers around Europe and the Middle East are burning down buildings and whatnot because they're upset about the depiction of Muhammad. Now, if anybody's paying attention, Muhammad is not to be depicted in any way because he's godly and God. And it's like, well, actually, except for Family. Family Guy shows his face all the time. But most shows that have a God normally don't show his face. Mm-hmm. Except for that James Silent Bob movie where it was a girl, but she was hot.
That was Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah. Right? She's a little hottie. Okay, anyway.
I think you're like Wilson on Home Improvement.
She was very hot.
You couldn't show his face because it was taboo.
Well, like, my biggest thing was,
Go ahead.
Well, at least from what I was learned, you're not allowed to depict God, and if you even spell the word God, you must use all capital letters.
Yeah, that's like the rule.
Yeah.
So,
Well, just think how many Christians would get upset if they deflamed Jesus.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Well, yeah, because there was a stink, and if I pardon the use of phrase, when there was our exhibits that featured a crucifix in a jar of urine.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, portrait of the Virgin Mary that was covered in poop.
Yeah.
I'd barely say the real word, but it is 12 a.m. on the Monday morning.
Yeah. Actually, when I was listening to NPR and they were talking about, they had a caller come in, and actually I believe it was he, compared it to the Nazi Germany deflaming the Jews and dehumanizing them by using cartoons in this manner. So he's saying that maybe a lot of the Muslims are worried that they're being dehumanized. And actually, I believe it was on NPR also, they compared it to using the N-word.
Well, you want to hear something interesting? Some Muslims actually came out and said that if they don't retract the cartoons, that forget the Holocaust, they'll actually make what they're going to do seem 100 times worse.
Oh, my.
That's not good.
Yeah, you got to love the threats. So, we will stop.
But that's not very much in tune with their religion. I thought their religion was very nonviolent.
Well, that was the comments that were made about the government officials saying, hey, like, what's his name? Karzai, the president of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. He was totally like, people, calm down. You know, you're taking it a little too far. I mean, the guy was doing caricatures, nothing to life or scale.
Mm-hmm.
But people are up. I don't want to say uptight, overly protective of their religion is probably the word.
Especially since their religion is under such fire right now.
I mean, you don't see, because this guy's also the depictions of Judaism and Catholicism, mm-hmm. what have you, and, oh, by the way, atheism is Christianity. I didn't know that. I found out today, atheism is Christianity. Anyway, basically, this artist does depictions of other religions that he never got any flack from it, so obviously he progressively moved on to Muslims as it being the big thing this year, so.
And of course, too, Denmark, they've had their problems in over the past few years. Obviously, the big incident last year was the murder of Theo van Gogh, who, for those who don't know, is the great-grandson
mm-hmm.
of Vincent van Gogh,
mm-hmm.
the painter who committed suicide.
Cut off his ear.
So that means he had children.
Nothing says I love you like cutting off his ear.
But he was murdered. Yeah. But Theo van Gogh was murdered in the streets of Denmark by an irate, and by an irate Muslim who was upset over a film that he had done. He did many documentaries, and some of them were. I think the last one he did was very critical of this. Islam,
mm-hmm.
and the person who committed the murder was very unrepentant. He was extremely unrepentant in court, and basically challenged the judge, I dare you to send me to jail. And it's also ironic, too, because Denmark really has been the most tolerant of all the countries in Europe. Yeah. And their representative on the Security Council is actually going to head the UN Security Council mm-hmm. coming up in the next month, which would coincide with all the problems that's been going on in Iran.
Salman Rushdie is what came to my head because of the stink about his book about satanic, comparing satanic rituals to Muslim rituals, which was interesting back in the 80s there. Okay, so we're going to end this segment here. And when we get back, late night nudity, so, you know, it's yes. all fun. Okay, we're back. So we'll start with closing the door because it's awfully loud in here. And obviously, our topic, at least for this first segment, is girls gone spammy on television, which actually includes, dare I say it, guys gone wild.
Oh, yeah, because Jeremy's going wild right
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it...
So, Guys Gone Wild is just like Girls Gone Wild?
Well, it's not as fun because nobody wants to see two guys kissing on television.
So, you mean I can get lesbian action with the Girls Gone Wild, but I can't get gay action?
Oh, no, you can totally get the gay action, except they're not showing it as freely as they showed the lesbian action now.
Well, that's so sad. They should show it as freely. I want to see two guys going at it.
Well, see, it's the acceptance of society, you know? They can't really show that in the commercials because...
They show two girls all over each other.
Because society is more accepting of lesbians than they are of gay males.
Yeah, because some guys apparently think that two girls kissing each other is hot.
But wait a second.
Guys kissing each other is hot. I'm a lesbian.
Think of them as, like, you know, supermodel-ish.
Also, you got to also remember, and not to be sexist here, but the guys behind those controls editing these things... are dudes.
And probably straight dudes in most parts.
Probably. They should have some wild girls editing it if they want to get really wild with it.
I have the feeling that the people who are in these films are not bright to begin with.
I volunteered to edit some of it. I'll be like, oh, I'm a lesbian, I can't watch this. Okay, you guys can have it there.
No, my thing would be like, how far are you going to get through the episode before you really need a nooner, you know? Because you're going to be like, oh, this is so hot, where's my wife? Or whoever, you know?
Yeah.
You basically have to take multiple breaks for your 2 or 3 minutes of fun and come back to it.
Wow.
Obviously, you like the Girls Gone Wild.
Not enough to get it because it's not what I consider her. It's softcore, if anybody ever cares. But
wait, nooner with your wife, huh?
I would like to have a wife to have a nooner with. Just, you know.
Yeah, send, if you'd like to be Tony's wife.
No, thank you. And, where was I going with this?
We're still
going
to do date with Nate.
Yeah, come on, Nate needs some girl action here.
Yes, you can
tomorrow.
Send it over to 440-366-4801. Attention, Nathan O'Brell. Again, I'm lonely and there are wolves down here.
Yeah, and you know you just like to pick Nate's brain, among other things.
Maybe massage his ego and something else.
Thank you, Aaron, for all the years I've known you.
Wow.
But hey, Nate knows a lot, and you could learn a lot from it.
Mostly television, though, which would be great, because in a later episode, we're going to do win Nate O'Brell's money, so.
Awesome.
Hey, I'm all up for that.
Yeah, he's got $4.25 in spare change.
Hey, spare change is spare change.
Yeah, and for every question nobody else answers that Nate gets, he gets to keep a dime, so.
Right on.
So that leaves us about 45 questions or something like that. Anyways, back to where we're going here. Basically, I guess it's to the point now where Girls Gone Wild is basically you, no matter what, it actually starts about midnight. You're watching, like, Comedy Central.
Not like right now. This is midnight. I mean, we're technically in the midnight hour.
I don't even know where it's scheduled, so right now we're just...
I tell you what, I bet you someone's listening to this show right now and...
Watching Girls Gone Wild.
And, you know...
That's hot.
Having a nice time with themselves.
Yeah, I'm watching Girls Gone Wild.
Have some nice one-on-zero action.
Making sure you've got some toilet paper nearby.
That's what the handy wipes are for.
You want the
fresh lemony smell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So nobody suspects anything because of the fresh smell of lemons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the ultimate giveaway, really. But why does it smell like lemons in here? Why is your hand so red?
Nothing.
It's friction. Blue.
So red.
I've been good today.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I have to...
It's about this midnight hour watching, you know, Girls Gone Wild.
Okay, so basically it's gotten to the point where they're selling two discs, two DVDs, two movies, films, whatever, for $9.99. So what does that say to you? It's no longer as popular as it used to be.
No.
And then I guess because...
Well, you guys want more hardcore porn, huh?
Well, that's what Cinemax is for, though.
Do we get that?
No. Cinemax is B movies. That's B porn right there. They don't show any... They show boob. That's it. If I want to see porn, I want to see boobs, the whole nine yards.
I like the word vag because it sounds less dirty.
It sounds less dirty to you.
Yeah. This is just vagina with the rest, you know, the inina, you know.
Interesting.
I want to see it all. So even though Skinamax is Skinamax, that's B porn. That's the either one, I don't want to show my, or two, I have a problem down there.
No, see.
Why would you do porn if you had a problem down there and didn't want to show yourself?
Do you know they're actually porn stars?
I'm at the science playing background, Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol.
Oh, very good,
hey,
yeah, Dancing with Myself. Because that doesn't talk about masturbation.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not about the ballroom dancing song.
Can you remember the name of that song? They won't play on the radio anymore because it's about masturbation. Oh, what was it?
What is wrong with masturbation? It's the safest form of sex.
Well, there's nothing wrong. Well, depending on your religion, it may be the worst, next to the worst form of sex because
they're killing babies.
If you're not procreating, you're not doing the right thing, apparently.
Well, you know what? It's the safest form of sex, though, honestly. You can't catch anything from doing it to yourself as long as you wash your hand beforehand.
Our hands.
Afterhand, too.
Well, yeah, you're going to want to do that before you shake hands.
Why does this milk smell like fish?
Yeah, if you are, go to masturbate, wash your hands before you shake Tony's hand.
Oh, God, please. Okay, anyways.
Septic smell.
Lemony fresh.
Somebody nukes like chicken or something around here. It smells like chicken in here now.
So, wow.
And okay,
so I gotta give a shout out to Mark as you are editing this right now. You are.
Oh, he's not editing this because you know why? This isn't that bad.
He's probably listening to it. You know, lying down on the floor, you know, convulsing in laughter. It's like, you know, kind of help him get up.
Oh man, the things I can say right now would be so funny to us, but not funny to Mark.
Well, let's keep it clean.
It's fairly clean. It's just a reflection on previous show's conversation.
All right.
But I think it upset Sarah. But, let's go back to where we're talking. Oh, anyways, so what was the other scenarios? Okay, so they've done Girls Gone Wild, they do Guys Gone Wild, and the next one is Geriatrics Gone Wild.
What the hell is Geriatrics Gone Wild?
Basically, they go to nursing homes looking for senior citizens wanting a good time. I know, horrible, huh?
Everybody wants to see some naked senior citizens, huh?
Well, see...
Not really. I live with a senior citizen. That's a little too much for me.
Well, apparently...
How about we just do Tony Gone Wild?
No, because that'd be very boring. It'd basically be me here doing work.
It'd be the same thing. It'd probably be more exciting than Nathan Gone Wild.
Here, let's do Nathan Gone Wild. If you'd like to do Nathan Gone Wild...
It'd be just me standing right in front of the camera for about 60 minutes, you know, just standing... And do
giving
it
us TV trivia.
You mock Bob Dole for half an hour.
Exactly. It'd be interesting.
Yeah. Bob Dole knows Bob Dole.
Next thing you know, it'll be Animals Gone Wild. They'll just show the Nature Channel.
No, it's called Animal Planet now.
Yeah, exactly. That was called When Animals Attack on Fox.
Why would anybody want to watch old people going in?
Well, see, apparently something happening in nursing homes is adults, when they go to a nursing home, normally, often they are by themselves, their spouse has passed away. And they move on to acquiring certain activities that they had in their youth with their former spouse, with the other residents of their nursing home.
Okay.
And knowing people who have worked...
Are these people who don't have Alzheimer's and are in their
These are 60, 70-year-olds in their right mind who actually get into a relationship with somebody while they're in the nursing home. Everybody is fully... And horror stories.
If that's getting themselves off by chasing themselves and watching it, then I say go for it. But you know, I'm not gonna pay $9.99 to see you.
Oh well, I
don't want to pay $9.99 to see old people go at it. I'm sorry.
I don't want to pay $9.99 watching young people go at it. So what do I care?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I prefer people my age. So it's more realistic to me.
If I'm being honest,
like, you guys are
luckier
than I am.
Do what I do, and you know, I'm not gonna worry about watching anybody do it.
Anyway, back to the point.
There was one?
Well, yes, there was. There's actually, this happens to be a big thing with nursing homes, is trying to control the residents. Because when normally residents are placed into nursing homes, the family is basically paying for this, and they don't plan for their parents to go in there and get their groove on, is the word I want to use.
So they were wanting to deny their parents getting their groove on?
Well, I guess it's the frame of mind that, well, my mom or dad is 60 or 70 years old, and basically it's behind them. They should no longer have to.
You know what? They've still got that sex drive, and they've got the opportunity to do it, and they're doing it safely. and they're not getting emotionally hurt, then, you know, what's the problem? Why are you holding them back?
I heard...
Let them have some good times before they die, people!
I have heard horror stories. Oh, actually, probably the most common one was a nurse walking into a room while two residents who actually had rooms in separate sides of the building, who were, of course, one's male and female.
Hey, what's wrong with some gay old people?
Well, I've never heard of a story of a lesbian or a gay couple being caught in the act, but...
I think they have issues. I think it's really hard to get into your... If you are getting in there with your spouse, if you're gay, they won't accept you as spouse, because I think they have an issue with that.
Well, they...
Particularly a couple whose concept of the gay 90s was completely different from that of today.
Yeah.
The gay 1890s. Mm-hmm.
The nurse walked in on this couple doing it.
Yes, and basically the couple didn't care. They just kept on going at it,
mm-hmm.
and the nurse was totally embarrassed. But they're actually being...
Close the door, let them be.
They didn't close the door. They just cracked it a little bit, pulled the curtain around the bed, and nobody thought anything was going on there. Wondered why they couldn't find one resident and found them both together. One real horror story was during coitus, I guess, would be the technological term, one of the people actually passed away. Now, what a way to go.
That must have been a real good time.
Must have been a real
The report the nurses have to file and then we call the family. Oh, that had to be like the worst.
Yeah, your mother died during sex.
Or your father.
Well, or your father.
You know what? It could be worse. There was a story I heard last year about some guy who, I guess it was autoerotic asphyxiation. They found them lying in a little tub of cold water, said face down, and he was bound up. He had bound up his hands, and he was like in this position. Mm. And he was like about 80 something years old, named Frank.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess it wouldn't be.
You know, actually, I've heard.
And then they need to have some psychological help for the woman who was with the person that passed away.
Well, you think by the age of 60 or 70 or 80, you expect people to die anyway, so probably not a big blow as it would be if you were younger.
Careful. Regulations here on Duck Radio.
What do you mean?
You big blow.
Okay.
My grandfather is 84 years old. He actually works at a nursing home. He's the janitor.
We gotta be getting it on the side.
Well, he does have a girlfriend. And that's all I'm gonna say because he told me more than that.
Okay.
But anyway.
She's a nurse.
No, she's not. He has told me stories that he had found a couple of them, you know, and then actually once one of the patients broke their hip.
Oh.
Ouch. What a way to break your hip.
Oh, God. I love you, baby. Oh, I just broke the hip.
But let's finish anyway. They're allowing more married couples to have rooms now. Actually, Springer, which is the largest nursing home provider in this county here, they actually have wings of their buildings dedicated strictly couples.
That's nice.
But the thing is, the couples must be independent living.
The nookie wing.
You know, the nookie wing. It's very all fancy. It's like a good prostitution house. Okay.
Oh, they're married. I don't think it's really prostitution when you're in a marriage.
It looks like a brothel.
Unless they're doing, you know what, I'm not going to go
swing dancing with the partner.
Yes.
Mandingo dancing.
Right, doing some wife swamping or something.
Wife swamping. Is she really a natural gray head or is
Wow. Holy crap. These are definitely getting more raunchy than the last two seasons.
Right now we're quality broadcasting here on Duck Radio.
God.
I'm
proud to be a part of this show.
Couples getting it on in nursing home.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get on to our next topic.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on before we all...
I guess it goes back to the late night television commercial thing. Like the cell phone rings and wallpapers. Oh, and now you can fight your friends with your cell phone now.
You can fight with your friend on your cell phone.
Oh, that reminds me of that commercial.
The Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, mine has that.
Anti-theft device.
Chocolate in his head, yeah.
Right
now, actually, okay, well, first off, you start off, oh, God, when was this? This is when the government decided you can keep your phone number whenever you switch services.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, every like 30 minutes, you see like a line of 10 commercials all trying to sell ringtones and wallpapers for your cell phones.
Oh God, that's annoying.
I know.
You see that in a lot of magazines for young adults.
It's on MTV a lot.
You know, dial this number and get these wallpapers.
Or get these jokes or smiley faces.
Yeah, that's crap
really
too.
Annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you see like the same type of commercial and. And I will say that probably like the number one song in Britain back in June was not from Coldplay. It was actually a ringtone which was set to the Beverly Hills Cop theme.
Axel F? Or?
Yeah, Axel F.
Okay.
They actually remixed it into a ringtone of all things.
With the Crazy Frog, right?
Yeah, ding ding.
Yeah, that's...
Yep. And that actually trumped the Coldplay single. He's number one, so I guess they're a lot more popular, I would think, but
why don't you record your own ringtone, get it over with?
I have a greatest ringtone ever, and I'm fine with that.
What is it?
It's Cheech going, "Hey man, answer the phone, please. Come on, dude, I know it's working. Come
you did
on,
with a British
phone,
accent.
Please don't be so chicken."
I have
some
Steve-O's doing their cover of Jackie O, and then I have some Keith Urban singing Homespun Love.
That's cool.
Yeah, mine just vibrates, but I don't actually own a cell phone for other people.
Where do you put it? In your front pocket?
Yes, exactly.
What about the ching? Kind of like what pager. I have not seen a pager in for about 5 years.
I mean,
I have one of, like, 4 years.
You know what? You still do see pagers used. Doctors use them all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about like a private use. You know, like
up until last year, I had a pager.
Hmm.
And then I switched to a cell phone.
Yeah. Well, it's because cell phones have become basically the new pager.
Right.
Like, except you got a lot more options. Now you can take cameras of your pager. Take pictures of your pager to show off to your friends. Hey, look, I used to have a pager. Yeah.
And I went really old school with the old black case, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but my ringtone is the best, though. I don't care what anybody says, mine rocks.
This is Gary, by the way.
Yeah, that's Gary awesome. Is from Program Board. He's running late, and you'll catch him in another episode.
Yeah, and the spokesperson of the Role Player Association.
Really? Holy crap.
You're
that's
the
not
what
good.
Yeah, they actually asked Gary to do something, which is very
so
scary.
You've been sucked into the vortex of this role playing. That is awesome.
And
are you going to run for Pride? If you don't make RPA, you can run for Pride.
You know, gate power and all that.
Yeah. Well, we like our straight members. We do like our straight members. Our straight allies are awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish I'd know that late. There was this girl. Oh, actually, no, this is a conversation I probably should keep off this.
Yeah, so, why don't we do that?
Back to topic.
Back on topic, yeah.
So it started off where, at like midnight, you start seeing these. Now, I don't understand why originally cell phone commercials were only late night, but now you actually see them more during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And they started off with, that frog.
Right.
And then eventually he moved on to a motorcycle or something. Those hamsters. Remember that hamsters?
Yeah. Well, the frog was cool. That started on MySpace, the frog thing. And then it divulged into the commercial era. And then, hey, that's another show we should do. We should have a MySpace topic. That's
we
awesome.
Are. That's actually in the next show.
Oh, great.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I've been out of the whole dating scene for 3 years, and I'm ready to get back in it. So
30 years?
So you don't want to date Nate. You were
that
scary.
No, 3 years.
He was an egg at his mom.
Try 10.
Damn.
Yeah,
I have Winston and the...
Yeah, it's just a map whole world.
No, I'm sitting on mine. Thank you.
Me too.
All right.
The editing that is so needed. Because Aaron is, like, all dirty and stuff.
It's not my fault.
And we're blaming the gay girl, okay? It's her fault.
Yeah, you're blaming the gay
girl. The minority here.
Blame the minority, don't you?
She's oppressed.
This ain't the Aaron I know back from my school, man.
Oh, hey, I grew up with it. I was mild and shy and quiet.
Good.
You know what? I am very sweet and innocent, despite what you may think.
So Aaron and I were in Florida together.
You were lying on the floor the first night, and then I had to get caught the second night.
Basically, here's the lesson for today. Don't mix antihistamines with caffeine. because it's not good for you.
I'm allergic to antihistamines, but go on.
Oh, well, see, basically, by mixing them together, your legs, or actually your body stops working in general, but mostly, in my case, was my legs, so.
I have no legs.
Okay, except for the hydration.
But then you managed to do it for Shrek.
And then have my boss treat me like a baby and make me sleep in my bed.
That was great.
Yeah, that. What do you weren't there? What do you mean?
Yeah,
there
are other stories. I'm in the same room with
a Mickey Mouse wheelchair that you're on.
Yeah, they
made
that attracted a lot of ladies.
Yeah, actually, it did. After Aaron, I had a line of 3-4, you know.
Yeah.
Aaron isn't all lesbian.
No, I'm not. I'm not all lesbian.
Wow.
So I get technical, I'm a pansexual, but, you know, I'm not even gonna
What does that mean? She likes Japanese.
No, it's similar to being bisexual, except for you believe in more than two genders.
Like hermaphrodite?
I'm looking.
No, a lot of things that you believe is that genders can be as fluid as sexuality for some people.
Yeah, there's you know, with transsexuality.
Gender
I guess,
queer.
I
yeah,
guess you have
a lot of things.
There's
androgyny.
A nice way to put anatomy for
anyway,
both genders
totally
in your body.
Tony, I'm glad Nate knows what I'm talking about.
All right,
yeah, I
that my
next topic.
Say that my human relations class.
Wow.
I guess that you grow up and you look and you may look have the appearance of a girl, but you kind of want to do boy things.
I was
get be like
that's called a tomboy.
I dated more tomboys than any regular girl.
Yeah, but there's also transsexual.
They're interested in what you're interested in.
Transsexual.
No, the thing I like.
There are girls. I mean, there are boys who want to act like girls who want to have like dollhouses, and they're called sissies.
Well, they shouldn't be. They want. You know what? If I have a little boy and he wants to have a dress to wear, you know what? He can have dress to wear. If he wants to play with dolls, go ahead. I don't care. You know what?
Yeah, but
gender express however you want to gender.
How much do you bet if she lets her son wear a dress, she's going to call it a kilt whenever the other parents are around?
Yes.
I think you would be one of those parents who, even though you're a lesbian, you would raise your boy in basically the opposite statue looking yourself.
I think that a child should be able to gender express however they want to gender express. I think we should all be able to express our genders however we want to. I think that if tomorrow I decide I want to look like a boy, I should freely be able to bind and cut off my hair.
Well, no, we weren't saying that. We were saying that if you had your child...
A double standard, basically.
Instead of saying that, you know, instead of... Let's say he got made fun of at school. Oh, you know, mom mm-hmm. was wearing a skirt and they were making fun of me. Go, it's not a skirt, honey. It's a kilt.
I don't think I would.
You don't think you would?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, that's not bad.
Well, then I'm trying to think.
Well, I
start
really
thinking
myself home. They'll never let me have a foster kid.
I mean,
like, she'll let him wear whatever, or she let her wear whatever they want to wear.
You got to live with the crooked politician.
Emo fad.
Yeah.
No, wait. Let's
cell phones here. How
well,
do you
I'm just saying.
No, we'll deviate because our other topic was boring, so we're moving on to this. What is emo?
I'm just saying, like, every time you turn around, you see a guy wearing a shiny belt with girl pants.
That's sexy, though.
Ugh.
Yeah, but don't
bitch. Does he not have a package that needs to breathe? I mean, a dude wearing chick pants.
Are chick pants meant for a lack of package, you know?
That's what I'm wondering.
I mean,
it is unhealthy to squeeze your nuts.
I know.
I agree.
Well,
Nate's going emo.
Hell yeah.
Now I know why they scream all the time.
And emo.
Why could this happen to me?
I mean, as far as I know, what emo means...
wears some girl pants, let him.
Well, I don't let him, but I'm just saying, it's going
to
sit on him or
something. Yeah, you kind of need to bring these down there, but...
Maybe it's just an excuse to just take them off every now and then, get it on.
I mean, really, if that's the case, just wear a kilt for Pete's sake.
This is my problem I have with emo kids. Everybody has problems. We work through them. Yeah, so, okay, I post on a blog, I'm not feeling too good. It sucks. I have depression. It happens.
Yeah.
But you don't sit there and go, why did the world hate me? No. Look at yourself in the mirror, MF-er. You're going to put your hair all up in your face and be like, oh, I'm so hot. No, that's disgusting.
Well, some people like it, though.
Well, yeah, and that's cool, too, but it's like, look... If you're that sick with yourself, commit suicide. Do it. Do it.
Call a suicide hotline if you're that depressed.
So
you know what? Your doctor can prescribe you some meds. You can go see a psychiatrist.
We need to rid these with the world of these emo.
Don't let Prozac melt in your mouth.
How about this? Get a Fendel, get all your stuff, and just go right. You can just walk alongside your railroad track.
Or go find another emo kid and kiss and make up.
All right. So wait a minute. So, would you classify emos as more egotistical or self-centered?
We're talking like more shallow than anything else.
They're more that they need a friend, not bitch and moan.
Are we not saying that these people are straight or are screaming because they really want to be gay or something?
No, I think a lot of them are straight. I think some of them might be bisexual or gay, which is totally cool. But there are straight emo kids.
They need a friend. Quit this.
Jeremy, why don't you go be their friend?
No!
As the Golden Girls song plays here. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Golden Girls.
I think it's the theme song. Personally, I think it's hard to befriend an emo kid, because how are you going to talk to them? All they want to talk about is, oh, the world hates me, and...
Well, have
blah,
you ever
blah,
talked
blah.
To an emo kid?
Yes, I have. The world hates me!
Apparently, I haven't. Okay.
The only thing that bothers me. Go with the spot.
I mean, I've heard people bitch and complain. I've heard people applaud it, so... But I've never...
Well, okay, they kind
of...
Well, emo is...
Well,
and correct me if I'm wrong.
Emo.
It's emotional.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
they kind of dress. They dress up like they're. They dress up in girl pants. They dress up
with
tight shirts.
Well, what about the emo girls? Do they wear guy clothes?
No, that's hot though. I think anyway.
you know, I don't know. Usually there's not emo
girl
girls.
Wearing
I think
guy
it's,
pants.
Or emo
is,
girls.
Is folded up then for any. Injury?
But anyway,
girls.
There's ways you can do things.
Anyway. Anyway, they sit there and then they put on a little bit of makeup, and the makeup thing is okay because if you do it for a gimmick, because that's cool, whatever. If you're doing the emo or screamo band rock and you decide to put on makeup, whatever, they complain and moan about the convention, moan about the world, and it's like, look, if you're that bad...
Do you stuff about what they're bitching and complaining about?
I don't know. I've never asked.
If you're bitching and complaining about it, that's the first step towards taking action.
Well, what they're doing...
And we definitely need people taking action.
Well, I get depressed. I don't consider myself emo. I get depressed. It happens.
Yeah, I'm depressed. Yeah. I take Lexapro every day. It helps.
What they do is they take an emotion... And they take it to the extreme.
Right.
Like, they take depression, and they take it to the extreme. They take sadness, take it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness?
They don't know about happiness.
Are they happy?
I've never really seen one laughing or smiling.
Because with my depression...
Child
yeah.
has.
With
Child
my depression...
Child has an experience.
With my depression, mm-hmm. I may be crapping one day.
Ew.
But, like, 2 days later, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out in the end.
It's his own business.
Yeah, I did the same thing with me too. I've been depressed for periods of time.
Right, depression and emo in my opinion is that they never get better. Depression is that it happens. You feel mopey a couple days, maybe a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, but then you're okay. And that's what I consider depression because you get better for some periods of time and then you go back to poo again. It happens. So But emo, they keep it at a constant, I'm depressed, and that's not healthy. You're going to die.
No, that's a lot of stress on your body.
That is.
And then think how you'd feel when you're dead.
That's the type where you probably need to see a psychiatrist. You probably need a little bit of medication. My medication helps me.
Sure.
I say, talk to your doctor. Figure out what you need to be in a mellow state.
I quit. With all the stuff that I've gone through, I just quit being a guinea pig because I'm just tired of it. So.
Okay, we have to end this, so I'm going to give Gary the last word, so go ahead, Gary.
See, I agree with you about the whole emo thing, that they do need a friend. Because when you are in depression and you have friends to help you through it, you do get through it quicker.
Yeah, you do.
So, I can see why emo needs a friend. But if you're going to go talk to someone, all they talk about is, the world hates me, would you want to, sit there and try and even engage on the conversation when all they say is that?
No,
maybe on one of those six times you say what's up, and they're like, nothing much, and then talk about something other than, the world hates me.
Well, I was thinking prostitutes with emo discounts, but that's just me. But we'll end the episode here, and thank you for listening, and...
Say something.
Jeremy, please provide our contact information.
If you want to give us a call, 440-366-4801, 1-800-995-5222, extension 4801, theduck@lorainecc.edu.
Okay.
That's such a good
job. Have fun with a lot of
I've been saying it for 2 years.
Mark edits. Yay! Okay. Well, we'll talk to you at the next episode.
Alone again, naturally.
Play music in the background. Yeah, don't forget to tip your waitress.
Try the veal.